welcome to a very special edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio on this Sunday, December the 21st, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll, and today, oh yes, we are celebrating Christmas today, the birth of Christ. So today, we're going to be talking about the Christmas story, taking a look at the books of Luke and Matthew today and telling the real story of the very first Christmas. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition, this very special edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Did it feel like a night and a friend than at least a million before? Was there an air of expectation, like there was some kind of something in store? Did the sky have to hold back the thunder? Did the moon find new reasons to glow? Could the children somehow sense the wonder 2,000 Decembers ago? Were the sheep as amazed as the shepherds at the new star that lit up the sky? Did the willow trees whisper excitement to the rivers and streams passing by? Did the joy ricochet off the mountains till it filled up the valleys below? Did all the world sense love abounding 2,000 Decembers ago? Contain. Did anyone awake with the feeling of peace that they could not explain? Oh, the love must have been overwhelming as it warmed everyone in its flow. For all of the earth is still telling of 2,000 Decembers of Rome.
A look at the Christmas story according to Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.
How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered,
the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail.
I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you have kissed the face of God.
A look at the Christmas story according to Matthew chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife,
because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
I'm sure he must have been surprised where this road had taken him, 'cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come alive. And Joseph said, "Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Inside this stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say the word. To think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far, and as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, "Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say the such a strange way to say the word. This is such a strange way, such a strange way, a strange way to say the word. Oh,
a look at the Christmas story, according to Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom His favor rests." The Christmas story doesn't end there. That young baby grew up and became the greatest person who has ever walked the earth. He did the work of his Father in heaven. He was anointed to proclaim good news to the poor. He was sent to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind and to set the oppressed free. And after 33 years of life, he gave his life to be a ransom for many and came back to life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river, rest beyond the river, rest beyond.
That's right. It all points to the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you. May you and your family have a wonderful and blessed Christmas.